Moulton, Dems by and large are calling to turn down rhetoric, not GOP. By Ian Hanchett on September 11, 2025. On Thursday's broadcast of CNN News Central, Representative Seth Moulton, DMA, stated that Democrats across the board are saying we need to come together. We need to turn down the rhetoric. We need to stop this political violence. It's shocking to me that so many Republicans are not doing that. And there are people who are trying to polarize us further, divide our nation further and just blame the left. Even while those of us on the Democratic side are, by and large, saying we all need to turn down the rhetoric. Moulton began by saying, well, first of all, we should all be condemning political violence. It's become a scourge in America, and it's completely unacceptable. And, on a personal level, as the father of two little girls, I'm thinking about his family and what they're going through right now. That really hits home to me. Co-host Kate Baldwin then played video of Utah Governor Spencer Cox, R, saying, "Nothing I say can unite us as a country. Nothing I can say right now can fix what is broken. Nothing I can say can bring back Charlie Kirk. We desperately need our country. We desperately need leaders in our country. But more than the leaders, we just need every single person in this country to think about where we are and where we want to be, to ask ourselves, is this it?" Moulton responded, "First of all, the governor is absolutely right. And we start by condemning violence on all sides. And you know what? That's what Speaker Johnson, RLA, a Republican, who's leading the House right now, is doing. He's saying that we need to tone down the rhetoric, and he's calling out what he calls major outlets. Some of these groups that are out there on the internet or maybe even on TV, actually calling to up the political violence. We're hearing that a lot from the right, right now. Democrats across the board are saying we need to come together. We need to turn down the rhetoric. We need to stop this political violence. It's shocking to me that so many Republicans are not doing that. Not following the lead of Speaker Johnson, but actually following the lead of Donald Trump, who's just trying to call out extremist left-wing groups, blame this on Democrats." Later, he added that everyone has to look in the mirror. And there are people who are trying to polarize us further, divide our nation further and just blame the left, even while those of us on the Democratic side are, by and large, saying we all need to turn down the rhetoric. So, let's be serious about where this violence is coming from. Of extremist violent attacks in America, extremist violence, violent murders, 76% are from right-wing extremists, 4% are from left-wing extremists. I condemn that 4%. But we also need to be honest about, as a nation, about where this violence is coming from. And, oh, by the way, it's probably an appropriate time to talk about guns, too. You hear a lot of conservatives saying, hey, the only thing we need to do here is get more guns on the street. That's not going to solve this problem. That's going to make it worse. Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.